Newsbreak.com/radio.
Hey, good morning. We're back. It's 9:40. Sunshine and 70 degrees. Uncle Mick said almost a perfect summer day. Yeah, I tell you what, I know the 4th of July coming up real, real quick because sitting in studio with me this morning for another year, Corey Unruh, Little Honey's Fireworks. Corey, good morning.
Good morning to everybody.
Good to have you in here.
Yeah, it's nice to be in here. Nice to have another year starting out. Every year you wait a whole year, you know.
Right.
11 months, 3 weeks, you know, and then it starts all over again.
So I'm out cruising around the bypass yesterday, and I see the 10 going up. I see the trucks there. You've been busy getting stuff loaded in.
I tell you what, it's a lot of, we have over 600 different items, and trying to get all that merchandise on the shelf and make it look nice, it's a lot of work.
Right.
I'm ready to pass out right now.
Well, don't do it in here, okay? Don't do it all in here. So Corey, as far as things new coming up this year, what are we going to find that's new at Little Honey's Fireworks?
Well, I have a new line of 500 gram cakes from Winco Fireworks and Fox brand. That's another company they have. What really changed this year is the powder limits have gone up a little bit for the break charges in the multi-shot cakes and artillery shells.
Okay,
so they're maybe a little more colorful, maybe a little more louder. I mean, that's really important this year. There's so many different effects out there. There's like a blood red effect where a 500 gram cake shoots up in the air and you'll see a nice like brocade crown or a gold willow, and also have this red flitter like also just appear out of after the effect starting to go away.
Wow.
Or like a center pistol, you know. There's so many new effects out there. You know, in the last 20 years, there's been a lot of good effects, and I still carry some of the same cakes from 20 years ago. They're so good.
Right.
But it's amazing in some of the effects that they've come out with now, you know, and then there's a lot of new fountains out there. They really come a long way with fountains, too. They got all these fountains that are called Puzzle Cube. It has ground bloom flowers attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
So when the fountain's going off in the air doing different effects, all of a sudden, like on pavement, it works the best. The ground bloom flowers will start spinning around all around the puzzle cube. So it's definitely a wide open driveway kind of item.
This is a crazy science, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it just gets more complex every year.
So look, when I was a little kid, you know, I used to always buy fireworks uptown here at Jerry's Fireworks.
Right.
1981, 82, you know, you'd go in and you'd see a couple single shot tubes and fountains.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have cakes back in those days.
No.
Right. You know, and artillery shells came in the market in about the mid 80s. So there's so many more things out there now than there was then. I mean, they're just, even the rockets, you can buy rockets that shoot a perfect ring or a smiley face in the air. I got a 6-inch shell that shoots up in the air and has a perfect crackle ring.
Right.
I mean, it looks like a donut in the air. There's so many different effects out there, you know, and there's so many good fireworks companies now, too. I mean, I carry a lot of Black Hat and Fox brand. That's from Winco Fireworks. And
right.
I also carry Raccoon's really high-quality product, especially on their finale cakes and smaller cakes. There's just so much. I really had to search hard this year. There is a shortage of fireworks, but I've been buying stuff since last August, so after the season, I was buying stuff right away.
Mm-hmm.
And then the containers didn't all come in at the same time, so I could only get stuff in as it come in. You know?
Right.
And that's still a problem getting some merchandise in.
Corey, how do you research this stuff? Do they come to you and say, here's what we have to offer, or do you kind of have to look around?
Well, I study their videos.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem with their videos sometimes is sometimes the effects are better than they actually are. So I try to go to stand dealer shows once they've come in.
Mm-hmm.
To see what the merchandise looks in. And then fall production, too, is better. So if you buy fireworks in better manufacturing in China in the fall, it's drier out there.
Okay.
So it takes less time for them to dry. Because you get a brand new product from China, let's say it's only 6 months old,
yeah,
it still has a little bit of moisture in it. So if you have that in your storage container, stored it in a dry area, it'll be louder and more pretty, like 10% better the next year.
Really?
So I try to get most fall production run. You can't get it on everything.
Okay.
But that's what I try to shoot for.
So you start doing this the minute you close up the stand, you're pretty much looking around and working for next year.
Yeah, and my wife's like, well, don't you want to save some money for us? And, well, it's fireworks company, honey. You know, I got to get the good stuff. I got to get the stuff that people want.
Right.
You know, it still works out either way. I mean, my, at the end of the day, my wife's still happy. You know.
Good, good. Well, that's always good. So when do you open?
I'm open right now.
You're open right now. Okay, so people can stop out to Little Unnie's out there on the 210 bypass.
Yep, so all the stands in North Dakota are officially open from June 27th through July 5th.
Got it.
And Wapton's open from 8 a.m. to 11 p.m.
Mm-hmm. And fantastic.
And I have the Little Unnie's website, too, so if you look on there. I haven't changed that from last year.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some coupons on there and stuff, too. So if you mention those coupons, you know, I'll honor those.
Can we see the videos there too? If we go to the website, okay.
And you know, I have a pyro salesman. I haven't hooked up today, but a lot of the cakes now have those QR codes on them,
mm-hmm.
so you can just scan them with your phone. So,
oh, sure.
You know, so that's a real nice addition. Not all items, but most of the finale cakes and the mid-sized cakes and artillery shells, you can scan the QR code and watch it right on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, I have the pyro salesman too that covers about half of the merchandise.
Okay,
so.
So when I've been to Little Unnie's before, you've been known to throw some freebies in from time to time, too.
Oh, I always
come out and purchase.
The more you get, the more you buy, the more you get, I'm sorry.
All right. And Black Hat Fireworks, too, you're kind of exclusive with that, right?
Yeah, I have this year I bought 12 pallets of Black Hat Fireworks, so
wow.
7 foot tall. So I got the whole catalog in there. From the little teeny stuff to the big stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then I always have to make sure I'm getting the best cakes, too. So, you know, I can only get so much different cakes from Black Hat. So I'm going to other places like I was saying, Raccoon Fireworks.
Okay.
Brothers is like the top-notch company that makes 500-gram cakes, too. So there's a lot of different companies I got to go through. And every company has some stuff. You know, not everything is perfect from each company. So I'm always trying to study the videos and watch them go off.
Okay. Fantastic. So are you going to be doing the display down at the John Randall?
Yep, and that's already got all the fireworks picked out for that, and I'm going to shoot off a couple 10-inch shells again. It's always fun.
Fantastic. Well, listen, Corey, I tell you what, I don't want to talk too much because you're going to be in here all week, and we're going to cover everything basically about Little Unnie's. We'll talk about the fireworks display too after the baseball game on the 4th.
I just want to say one last thing, too.
Sure.
There's like between Wapton and out of town on Highway 13, there's like 8 fireworks stands. So there's no reason to go to Fargo.
No.
And honestly, the prices, at least at most stands, are better than Fargo.
Right.
And you don't have to deal with a mass herd of people elbow to elbow.
Mm-hmm.
So there's still big, like I have a big stand. There's some bigger other big stands around the area, too.
Right.
You don't need to go to Fargo. And you're going to save money, you know, especially at $4.80 a gas.
You go.
Gallon of gas.
No kidding. Great point.
So Wapton's a one-stop shop. We got great restaurants. We got great fireworks stands, great prices. I mean, what else could people ask for?
Keep it local. Yeah, and save on the gas, definitely. Corey Unruh, Mr. Fireworks, good to have you in here, my friend. And again, we'll be talking through the rest of the week, all right?
All right, have a great day.
You bet. 947 here, the voice of the valley, AM 1450, KBMW, good morning.
Stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Watch him shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. In the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They must use your mind. Where they want you, there's a better life.
That is Dolly, 9 to 5. What a way to make a living, huh? Hey, it's Dablo, bringing the curtain down on another morning show. It's going to wrap it up for this Monday, June 27th edition. Just want to thank you one more time for waking up with us this morning and letting us be a part of your morning. Whether that's at home, at work, in your vehicle, on all of your listenable devices, we're glad you made KBMW your choice. Definitely. Thank you for that. Coming up tomorrow, way too early in the morning, trivia, Hills 210 Cafe and Subs certificates going out the door. Always popular. Listen up for that category and question tomorrow at 6:45. Busy Tuesday. Going to be talking with Mary Dolan as we do every Tuesday from Nelson Auto in Fergus Falls at 7:25. 7:35, focus on the family. 8 o'clock, got the usuals. Point of Law at 8:45 and Thrifty White Birthdays at 8:50. And then in the 9 o'clock hour, talking some real estate with Steve and Sherry from Action Realty at 9:10. Our weekly check-in with Lindsay at the Leach Home at 9:20. Our regular Tuesday conversation with the good folks at Red River Communications at 9:40. And then tomorrow, we'll be talking with Corey Unruh. Corey in studio talking Little Unease Fireworks. See what he's got cooking for this 4th of July celebration. That's all happening on the morning show tomorrow, along with, of course, updates from Uncle Mick here, too, on your weather. And updates, too, from Ag Central and News Dakota happening throughout the day, too. So a busy morning show tomorrow. I'll be in studio shortly after 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. Join me then if you're up and around. Andrew Zimmel's in at 10 o'clock right now. If I Didn't Love You, Aldean and Underwood. The Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
Being alone, I wouldn't keep checking my phone, wouldn't take the long way home just to drive myself crazy. I wouldn't be losing sleep, remembering everything.